a big part of what we're trying to do beginning of the year is plan out our activities for 2018. And I think you guys may have heard some general comments about this when Ebe was in. We've really put a lot of effort into the creation aspect of Sansar, knowing that as a platform, we're going to have to solve this chicken and egg problem. Whether you have content in there first or users coming in there first, we got to figure that out. And so we chose content. We chose making sure creators have the ability to create amazing content into our world and begin to seed the platform with stuff that consumers can do once they're ready to come in. And so going into 2018, this is where we begin to shift some of our focus towards making the platform more consumer friendly. Not to say that creation and creation tools won't be worked on, but we're going to spend a higher portion of time on getting consumers on board and getting them to get engaged and getting them to be retained in the platform such that when you guys go out and build your experiences and you bring your own audience in, that they're able to have just a really smooth onboarding process and they're able to enjoy your experience to the maximum effect. Yeah, retention, engagement, they're two very different things, but they're both important initiatives for us. You know, one of the things that we've noticed, end consumers having difficulty with when they first come on to Sansar is they see empty experiences. It's harder for them to find people to socialize with at this point. And so we want to try and bring some population density into the platform because without the social aspect of things, it's very difficult to keep them engaged because we're essentially a social platform. We're here to build social communities and have a social graph within Sansar. A couple of things we're doing on that front. One is we're releasing what we call, say, concurrency indicators in the Atlas, meaning that our Atlas will provide some indication of which ones have people in them. And we'll be able to sort that in the Atlas, and people will be able to find experiences with people in them more easily. The second thing that we're doing is enabling creators and users in general to create events such as this. So far, I would say the events that have existed on Sansar have been those that have been dictated by our staff. Whether they show up in the client or they show up in the web, they're all stuff that's put on by us for the most part. What we want to do is begin to enable user-created events to exist on a platform so that you can create your own communities within your own experience. And we think a combination of those two things will make some big strides in getting population density into the platform, getting people to socialize more.